Thank you, Mr. Chair, but I worked as ranking member. But, Mr. Chairman, actually, your question I so appreciated because of the methane rule, and I think people don't realize that a recent study found that life cycle emissions from oil and gas and coal pulled from public lands and waters were equivalent to 20% of the total U.S. greenhouse emissions. So that is, you know, put into perspective, is like the fifth largest source of emissions in the world. That's more carbon pollution that is emitted than by Japan and Brazil and Germany. So that's what you're going to be the steward over. So I'm appreciative of what the president has done to try to get a handle on that. And just so, you know, we're clear, I mean, we're seeing the impacts, obviously, with wildfires and disasters and changes in weather and all sorts of things. So again, I think for us, we're billions of dollars. In fact, I think NOAA said that climate disasters are $121 billion per year. So these are big numbers, so I hope we get a good picture on that, and certainly appreciate what the chairman said about the methane rule, because we don't need to be wasting and we don't need to be emitting that pollution. And just to be clear on the marijuana issue, this isn't a Seattle issue. Out of 39 counties, 20 to 25 counties in the state of Washington supported legalizing cannabis. And so I don't blame our legislature or others from getting revenue from that and put it towards public health issues in the state of Washington. This is respecting the wishes of the voters and then putting it to good use. So, but I do want to go back to the questioning of yesterday, because I talked about public lands as a great economic engine for us as a nation, and a little frustrated at the end of the last year. First of all, this committee, leadership, Chairman Manchin, Senator Dayne, Senator Wyden, Senator King, myself, and others led a big effort on the Great American Outdoors Act with our colleagues, Senator Alexander and Senator Gardner. And we basically want to know that you're going to provide the leadership in investment on the infrastructure upgrade that we're looking for our national parks. In the chairman's case, the new River Gorge, I think it's one, Mr. Chairman, one. Right. He knows that I like to go to the Dolly Sods. So, but the
not new, that far.
The New River Gorge is one of the oldest rivers in the United States. So upgrading that protection was critical, and now making investments there. Making investments in Mount Rainier National Park is very important to us, and Olympic National Park. We've got a 50-year-old water treatment system that needs to be upgraded. We have campgrounds and walkways in Mount Rainier that need to be upgraded. So I want to make sure that under your leadership, you're going to make sure that those dollars get spent as we've envisioned them, and that you're going to make this a priority within the agency.
I absolutely will, Senator Cantwell. Thank you.
And on the other side of that equation, you know, I'm very frustrated by what Secretary Bernhard did on the way out the door. I mean, talk about thwarting Congress. Congress, in a bipartisan fashion, said, we want permanent funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund. And then he tried to do some damaging things to try to prevent us from that. So I want to make sure that you will be seeking the full $900 million in mandatory spending for LWCF.
Yes, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And on the issue of PILT, payment in lieu of taxes, I don't know New Mexico's numbers, but I'm assuming you're familiar with that issue. This is critical to many counties in my state, and I think we've been thinking about ways that PILT might be able to be expanded to states that also have national wildlife refuges. That is to say that the outdoor recreation opportunities that are supported there. So would you be willing to work with us in looking at ways to expand PILT to help compensate states for outdoor recreation opportunities and things that help increase the security of our nation's wildlife refuges?
Payments in lieu of taxes is extremely important. I'm committed to making it stronger. And of course, I'd be open to ideas on how to improve that.
Okay. Thank you. Then on the issue of if we are looking at this plan and we're trying to figure out how to help our public lands, USGS estimated between 2005 and 2014, federal lands sequestered approximately 15% of CO2 emissions that resulted from extraction of fossil fuels on federal land. So is there a way for us to also look at other ways to continually incent the sequestration efforts, whether that's through our forests or other ideas. Should we be looking at that as well?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, we'll look forward to following up on
that.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Cantwell.
And Mr. Chairman, if I just could, I'm sorry, I know we're out of time. I'm out of time. I got 12 seconds. But the Congresswoman shared an important story with me prior to the hearing. I don't know if she can recant it into just a few, recite it in a few minutes. But there are people in Indian country all over the United States that are so proud of her nomination. And they are, I don't even know how we can explain adequately enough how much they are tuning in and looking at this moment. They feel like they've been good stewards of public land for centuries before us. And so they are so excited about her nomination. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.